Everybody selfie? One of the better standing here with me? Okay, then if the police start to figure out Malacha, they have a little leftovers from Shimon. Shin Sadi Gimel. Okay? Shin Sadi Gimel. You never got a Siv Dalas. First three Siv, we did yet. Barichas, the Siv Dalas, we didn't get them. An interesting tip, we've been there before, but I saw a new wrinkle in the Sefer Divrei Sofrim. Very interesting new wrinkle. I never thought of it before. And Shin Sadi Gimel Tivdal ben Machada writes, Anoagim Kishahim Avelin Shelo Lishanos Makomel Bebeitach. Next is the Shabbos, Yofa Heimos. We've read this before, whether the question of the Fahesi applies to something which extends beyond the Shiva. Remember that the Shach maintained, according to earlier sources, that Shabbos Zika Isurim, that's that. Shiva Isurim, which are limited to 1 week, you may not adhere to them on Shabbos if it's going to be a Faresh. That's the next Sukkah, you have to finish Malacha. The next time of she starts with Shabbos. That was a Hefty obsession. But any Isur which extends beyond a week, both for a month or a year, a month means for other relatives, and a year means for parents, is a weaker level, lower level of availus, and to exhibit that kind of availus, b'farhesia is permissible on shot. That's the shot sheet, and the Ramban presumably argues, we spoke about that already. So look at this one now. The expression I never thought of twice was the word I emphasized before, kishahem availus, words 2 and 3 in the Siddur Shulchan Aruch. Kishahem availus. So the Divrei Sofrim Samach Dalas and the Loshens and Mashma, the Dafka itself Shiva come out the Yofei Moshe. Avol Acha Shiva Mutal Lishanos Af B'Shabbos. Even according to the Mechaber, who says that you should really, he's sitting in your regular seat on Shabbos, he's only referring to the first week of Shiva. Then, if you sat in a different seat, that would be a violation of Avelus B'Farhesi B'Shabbos. But after the first week is over, So then we say, after the first week is over, that the even according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, you're allowed to sit in the different seats on Shabbos. This I never thought of. I never thought of this at all. It's against the Gilyan Marsha that we spoke about. Open up our both sessions to this Gilyan Marsha. I think we were here once before. We're discussing this issue of the Farhesia with respect to the Yisurim which go beyond the week. Please turn a very interesting personal discussion of the Gilyan Marsha. Remember, Marsha means it's not the Marsha. People make a mistake. The Gilyan Marsha is the Marsha at the back of the Gemara. No, not at all. That's a Shmuel Edel is the Marsha at the back of the Gemara. It was earlier. There was Gilyan Marsha on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. It's from Shlomo Eger. If you didn't know it, here it is. Alzeh Samachti, the Shach writes that the Kosh Zayin. Some there are more quotes to Russian that the Shabbos Yishanim Makom, which it changes seat even on Shabbos. For whatever reason, it's not considered to be with Farhesia. That's reason number one. Or another reason, because it's called beyond the week. Says the Gilya Marsha, Valzet Samachti Lahokal Bimei Evri Al Abba Mori Marsha Go Yisrael Zat Salah, with the Kiv Eger, Shlo Lashanas to Shabbos, Kivale Orav, the Hero and Dark of Lashanas, who Farhesia. Then, one of the reasons of the Ramo is that people always change seats enough for whatever reason or other, but the Rav is up front in the Mizrach, he never changes his seat. So if he has to change his seat, it would be considered Farhesia. We'll be called upon the Shabbat Shnia, Shashiri Min Adin, Lo Alachti L'Beis HaKnesh, how do you like that? They don't for sure, because they didn't want to get involved in the Shabbat, they didn't want to change, didn't want to not change, so you say no. Way out of the dilemma. But beyond that, he didn't change his seat. Right? So the impression conveyed over here is that really you should be changing your seat. Right? The pilpul here in Shulchan Aruch applies well beyond the second week. That's what I always thought. I always thought I was doing a marsha. He says, no, nothing doing, says the Divrei Sofer. Against the Divrei Marsha. And the whole time, the whole meduber, and the Mechaber said, it better you should not take your seat, it's only Kishahem Avelin. And the word Kishahem Avelin means Shiva, real Avelin. Because then, if you would sit in a different seat during the first week, so then the Shulchan Aruch says, aha, you're exhibiting Avelin for Faresim. But if you did the exact same thing the second week, and then for parents the fifth week, so then we say, that's not considered Avelis because it's the Avelis of Shloshim. Aye, so the first week also is Avelis of Shloshim. What's the difference in the first week and beyond? Still, it's the Shloshim of Avelis. That's what I was saying. The low level of Avelis. So, Manasha, either it should be permissible to change your seat day 1 through 52, the whole year, whatever, 51, whatever, it's only takes 12 months of the year, right? So that's either that should be permissible, or it should be prohibited. Straight through. Why make a distinction between the first week and beyond? I never thought of this before. But the Divrei Sofer says, no, that's the truth. He says that's what it means, Shehem Avelim. That's what he says, a Chiddush. Yes, okay. This is my Svara. I'll give you my Svara. I'm not such a great Svara. I'll tell you my Svara is. Like this. Because it's a low level of Avelim and applies for the entire year, it's not such a patch, if I may use that expression, the Shabbos that you are observing this particular halacha on Shabbos. But that's only taken by itself. When taken by itself, in the context of an entire month or year, it's not a patch for Shabbos. But in the first week of Avelis, when there's so much high-powered Avelis going on the whole week, and in that context, if you're going to sit in a different chair than normal on that Shabbos, the first week of Avelis, then everybody in that entire context, it's with Surah with everything, and it's considered to be somehow too much of a pas to Shabbos. Is that a beggar in the Guhat?
Same thing, no?
Explain one more time. A beggar in the Guhat?
Normally the day that you can't wear beggar in the Guhat on Shabbos, right? Because it's an Avelis Shloshim.
You want to know the first, good point. I was asking what it is. According to the Mechaber, the first week, you shouldn't be wearing a beggar in the Guva.
Should be.
The first week in the country, you should wear a beggar in the Guva. And the other weeks, you don't have, you shouldn't.
Whatever.
That's an interesting point. I have to say, let's look. Let's do the homework. That's what should emerge according to this analysis. An irony. The first week you're invited to Sheva Brachos, you can go, and the second week you can't go. That's what he's saying. The difference itself in this context. You're right. It's a good question. We got to do a little more research. Okay. Fine. What's even more interesting is I like it very much. In the Amex Dover of the difference itself, he quotes the Mefurish. Is it the Mefurish Gemara? Mefurish Gemara. Take a look if you will. It's Sif Katan Kuf Samach Aleph. Okay? He says, look. Din Zemuchel Figamara, the Shapirish arrived at Ramban. Shapirish is Odarmin and Shabbos Rishon and Yosef the Pesach Beso. Hainu Shabbos Mamish. Ulifizeh. Not the first week, but the first Shabbos. Ulifizeh Masham Shabbos Shni Yosef and Yosef Rukomo. I am a Shabbat Mamish. So I'm a foolish Gemara. According to the Ravan and the Ramban, you may not sit in your seat. Black or white. And even those who argue with their Shas and say that Shabbat means a week doesn't mean Shabbat, we don't find the argument a bit. It says a foolish Gemara that a person, an Avil who changed the seat for a month or for a year, consider the new changed seat even on Shabbat. Black or white, I'm a Gemara, according to the Ravan and the Ramban. Back in the Mechaber say against them. Here's the answer. The Mechaber is only talking about the first week. And the first week, it says in our Gemara, Eino Yotzei at all. The court that arrived and then around Ramban, the first week is saying, oh. So they only talk about the second week. Second week, they change seats. But it comes out that the Gemara should not be construed as being against the Mechaber. Only if the Mechaber is limited to the words Shem Avei on the first week. That's his riot. Had the Mechaber in the way I learned until now. They should change his seats for the entire duration of the Shlomo Egel and Shas, But the Shver Mechaber, what do you mean Yafei Motim? It's against the Mefurish of Gemara, according to the Rav and the Rambam. We don't follow this on arguing in Kush. Okay, so that's a very nice point. In Emet Zavar, it's Kotzen, Kuf, Samach, Aleph. You're right. Okay. Didn't tell them a sin and they should They should have argued the din too. Should have said so, that the din is wrong. No one said there's a lot of discussion in Rishon. No one said the din is wrong. Okay, I'm just making a quick reference to one more last point. We spoke at length about this issue of the chlal of Avelis, for Esther, for Shloshim Dik Avelis, whether the shach is right or wrong, whether Ramban argues or not, the distinction between minig and din. I'm just making a reference to we spoke about it a long time ago. I'm just going to skip it for now. We got to start the new sugya. But the other Shemaya, the new sugya is the sugya of Melacha. Let's turn to the new Gemara. The sugya of Melacha. An Avel may not do Melacha. Who said so? That's the Gemara that says Zvavim Ezei, where the Gemara says, Avel Asim and Melacha, the Chsiv, V'afachti Chagechem Le'Evel, Ma Chag Asim and Melacha, Ap Avel Asim and Melacha. Okay, interesting. That's in the Tezvavim Ezei, the third line, Avel Asim and Melacha, the Chsiv, V'afachti Chagechem Le'Evel, just as a chag is also melacha yontif, so too avel or avelus is also also been melacha. That's the gemara. Okay, that's the gemara. Good. So therefore, what is it compared to? It's compared to yontif, right? It's compared to yontif chagetan. What about a melacha which you're allowed to do on yontif? Turn it off. What a melacha that you're allowed to do on yontif? Any malachi allowed to do on Yontif should be mutter. This emerges from the Mordechai. Take a look if you don't mind in the Mordechai. Simon Tov Kuf Chof Ten. Okay. Tov Kuf Chof Ten, page 46 in his print. Talks about what kind of halacha we have in mind over here. Talks about in the yochala avel iten tvuah litchon lo kemach lefos or pas. Says of a pashat shemuta lefos. I feel the tanim on the pas. So I feel the yomtiv shari. Notice the base of the Easter of malacha for an avel is not Shabbos, but rather is yomtiv. Maybe even Chol HaMoed, but at most Yontif. This is the Mefurish in the Mordechai and the Darkei Moshe and Simon Shin Pei, Sif, Koton, Hey, and Yud makes the same comment. The Marik, however, discusses the issue of a source we'll get to later. But they wanted even to ask the sweep that the other can't even sweep the floors of his house. We'll get to later. L'maisa Tzmuta. You know why it's Tzmuta to sweep the floor of the house? Because the Zera can roll that Sibichon Lamadol. You're not to let the kids shoot the floor every day, huh? Give them a mapta here once a week with no problem. It's a Zemma the Haraya. They can shoot the floor every day or do the dishes every day. These kinds of things are not really malachas. Even that would have been usher, but save for the fact that it's any called Lamadol. So you see, this is the Marik, and the definition of malacha with respect to other is not identical with the Lamadol malacha. That's what the Marik says. But other sources seem to indicate to the contrary. That even though the reason may be because of Hetzach Adas Malvelis, which is the Marik's purpose, nonetheless, the Gether Adin is connected to the concept of Malacha proper, as we will discuss further. Let's not turn to Chof Aleph on the base. The Gemara Chof Aleph on the base, the very top. Chof Aleph on the base. Says the Gemara, the top line. Tana Rabbana. Chof Aleph Medeis. Ovel, Gimel Yalom Rishonim, Osu B'Malacha. V'ashibu Oni HaMispanes Min HaStoka. Imagine that? You have to collect, take from charity rather than do work. V'kan V'Elech, Oseh B'Tzina B'Tzol Beisa. V'isha Tavim B'Tzlach B'Tzol Beisa. Who? V'kan V'Elech, who's it talking about? What is it? There are two possibilities, Rabbi. There are two possibilities. It's talking about everybody, or it's talking only about who? Honey. Oh, this is discussed. The Rush talks about it. But the Mordechai has discussed it also. Let's take a look at the Mordechai. Simon, tough, son of Zion. So this comes out the page. It's in the top, Dam of Zion. Here on page. Top, Dam of Zion. It's followed. With all of the safer koi, I only am a spinach. Only an only can work after 3 days. Aluvier, so lechel, offer up to live a cynical shiva. That's how I learned. I will be ashamed, Rabbi Maya Matosi, Kosov, to me conveyelech, also the cynical aresha nami koi. That he will ushir, mutaleach ashlosha. But the Katami of also the cynical of Kodayan, I will ask him if our hesia, to my focus on Mordechai against Rabbi Shmaya. Okay, this is an important machlok. Fine. Now we're going to discuss the main sugya of Malach, which is not found here in the third parak, to go back to the second parak. Yud Aleph from the day. Let's turn there, I'll say, so the main sugya is found. Yud Aleph from the day. After the Mishnah, the Gemara says, the Avel, the Moed, As you can see from the Mishnah, that's how we paskin la locha, even though Ravashi argues, very strange. Ravashi usually wins. No, nope, at this time. The paskin all agree, kamat, and this is the psak la locha. Okay? What do you mean? What is it that will matter to moed? We know what that means. It means Dabar Aved, which is Mutta B'Chalamayi. We know Dabar Aved, right? You're going to lose money. We'll get to the details later. You can work B'Chalamayi. See, but it may not work. B'May Evlo. What's the reason? There's an obvious reason why they will master it from the Moed, and they will not master it for another. What's the obvious reason? New. What? Let someone else do it. Chalamayit is Chalamayit for the whole world. But Avel is only for some people. Let somebody else do it. Take a look, in fact, in the Rosh, second Perek Beis, Simon Dalet, which is written in the Pesach. The Rosh, Perek Beis, Simon Dalet. He explains that this is the reason. The fourth one is the medallion. Say, but over the Kalamoid, double us to the last old cover of it, Asno, ask of the Malach of the Abel, Asmuchu, Akro, the Divrei Kabbalah, the Malach of the Kalamoid, Asmuchu, Akro, the Raisa. So Fakeri suggests that Kalamoid is more Chamur, Yuli Atam, since the Mimei Evlo, Efsha, Shiasa, Echerim, Lachela, Rotsa, Lachla, Shiasa, Tov, Shlo, Shavu, Atmo, if you would over of it. Hashem b'chalamayit, that kol asim asim malacha. Period. Gevaldik svar? No, meredik. Do you believe what's going on now? Based on this svar, which is gevaldik, he's going to pass it in machlokas atanoim. Unbelievable. It's a machlokas atanoim, and the Rav from the days of Rashiv and Gamliel, and the Rabbanan, what happens if they get certain kulas? Namely, ayadei acherim. Some cases, we saw in Al-Gemara, and elsewhere, they're matter Yidah from the days, they're matter ayadei acherim. Says the Rosh Shemai Taima Nami Nirali. The Lachir Ashbag, the Inain Uman Elohu, Shiyase Betsina. He's glad to do it himself. Nikoshkem Becholamayit. In other words, the whole reason Lomo Machir Avelis Becholamayit is why? Because let someone else do it. And if no one else can do it, then you can do it yourself. That's what he said in the Simon Aleph again. In Simon Aleph, he passed him like, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. At the end of Siman Aleph, Mistaber, Halachi Rashbag, Afili Tzigi Rabban Alei Lachdi Ramekil Tzovil, right? Afili Yachad B'Mokam Rabim, Zekein Posek Ramban, Ava Rabbeinu Meirzal, Posek L'Chosa B'Lok Rashbag, look at Aleph on the bottom, the Rambam, and the Rif, also Paskin against Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Okay, so it's a Machlokes, Gedolei Harishon. Okay, everybody with me so far? Gevaldik. Now, question. Our Gemara says the first 3 days, forget it. Right? Forget it. Right? What about Ayadei Acherim? person. Our Gemara says the first is to get it for the other himself to do any, to do something. But how about to somebody else? What do you say about that? Yes or no? Somebody else. So we talk for Farish in the Gemara and the distinction between the other doing something himself and the other letting someone else do it for him. So the question becomes, is this relevant here in the Sugya on Daf Tezvav? On Daf Chaf Aleph, rather. On Daf Yud Aleph, where that Sugya is to be found, the main Sugya of Osias Malach. There is a distinction, the Farish, between doing it yourself and some have someone else do it for you. Yasu Acher and Bishvila. That's both of you yourself can't do it. What about over here? Within the first 3 days, for an only I'm Hispanic from that stuff. What's the din? There's a machlokas or Rishonim that would appear. The Shach in Simon Shin Pei Tetzon Yezayin says, also. Also. Now, interestingly, the Ravid, he says, in Simon Aleph, seems to say that it's Mutter. What the Ravid say? Take a look over in Simon Aleph and the Rosh. The cost of a Ravid, look inside, please. Simon Aleph, Perek Beis, page 62 in our print. It's halfway down Simon Aleph. The line starts with the word Bitzina, next to the cost of a Ravid. Ikaman Diyama Aleph, Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel, Lo Pligir Abominale, Rav Alfasis Ala Hoz, Lo Hevi Al Sabil Chosav, Aleph Vile, Less of the Kavasev, Chen Mistaber, Vidikotani, Viru Evel, Ones, Mutla, Sosa, Benoit, Shmamina, Dine Evlo, Eino Yokola, Soso, Ach Bitsina. The Aviso, the Bitsina Mutter, Havlek, and the Chavin, Malach, and the Noe, the Olav, Onosu. Do it not available. The Yo, here's the key. Amina Peg Basa, the Kofal for days. Ogo, Shlosh, Yaman, or Rishonim, Oscar, Vasias, Velocha, Vasilu, Ane, I'm a Spanish man, I'm stuck up. The Elecha Aveda, Mizover Aved, Gidola, me Aveda's Gufo. The guy's starving. He has nothing to eat. Afal Pikain, it's Osir. Okay? It's Osir. Avalishlos, Yom Velech, says the Ravid. Vadai Mutala, Sos, Velocha, Betina, Bedover Aved, Im Ein Uman Elohu. Sharetiu lasos malacha l'tzorach panasoso. This is the Ravid. This is the Ravid. Now, the question again becomes, this is himself, correct? What about somebody else? What about Ayadei Acherim? So they open up to the Shach, if you will, Simon Shin Pei, Sif Katan, Yud Zayin, or if you have the Emek Dover, if you have the Reis Tolkien, the very beginning of the Simon, Simon Shin Pei, Emek Dover, Sif Katan, Tesvav. We quote the Shach, Sif Katan, Yud Zayin, when the Mechaber says, he says, Afilu Ayadei Acherim. Right? Who said so? The Shach Sifkotin Yud Zayin. Seriously. He quotes on the Tiferes Lamoshe, quotes of the corner that arrived, the Rush quote, at the beginning of the second parak, Mashma de Acherim Mutter, against the Shach. How so? The arrived Kosav Sha'ovil Sha'enu Malecho. Have it over, right? And the Chavetz Golem is Zub. Afilu Hachi, Lo Hitiru, Lo Malacha, to give me Yomer Rishonim. So here we say, the Bedover Oveid, Lo Hitiru, Lo Ova, Lo Slato, Afilu Kshei Efsher, Ayadei Acher, Aval Al Koponim, Mashma said, Acherim Mutter. He's only answering the Avos shouldn't do it himself, but it's implicit. It's it's implicit that the Echeirim is Mutter. And even though the Ani disagrees, let's see the Russian side. The Ani, the Russian, that the Raivet is wrong. How does he knock off the Raya? He says, the Ani am his finest man Stoker, ain't can have a Kufo, he needs only Kufo Shop Stoker. Hey! If you're a divinity, but what's Stoker there for? It's there for you to be. To resort to when you have nothing else to eat. So go to it. The Raivet says, oh, come on. How can you tell someone to collect charity money? Oy, it has to be fed by charity. No one wants to be in that kind of a situation. And the Rosh, what do you mean? Charity is meant to be used. If you're in that situation, so use it. He calls it again in the Amex Dover. The Rosh says, only, it's not called Dover, it's not just a stalker. He called it a mashma. Shein ocholik al madam mashma midivir arayvish by the acher mutter. This is the quote of the Sefer Tiferet Lemosh. So the Emigdal is wrong. In the Mubar. The vare lo arayvish lo chivu digak menat stoka yinu kedover ovid manish. Shol say the acher lo ayadei atmo. There's nothing to eat. So therefore, he's going to die. He's going to lose weight. Otherwise, he loses his girth. I don't know if he's not on a diet. It's the inner tavenas gufo. Okay? So therefore, he may do it through somebody else. Avol Rosh shechivu ligach men ha-tzoka ein lo lasos af ayidei acher. We have no right to do it. Oh, uksheyev shu ligach men ha-tzoka ein achinami. Mo'od ha-mashach the mutai de-acher kudov ha-zim etzor. Vini yesher even I de-atzlokot, he can't stop to death. This is what the Imagor points out here in Tzitzkos' Tezvav. Okay. What's the issue? Why the first 3 days more serious with respect to Isra Asiyas Malacha? What's the reason? So the Beis Yosef at the beginning quotes the Raivit, who says, based on the Gemara and Chavzayin, Shlosha Yomim Litzchi. The first 3 days, the person is supposed to be crying over the loss of a relative. If he's going to be working, he has no time to cry. More than that, even if someone else is working for him, he'll be busy supervising the workers, and he'll still have no time to cry. So therefore, this prohibition exists. Fine. How do you define the expression which is found in the Shulchan Aruch, which really comes from the Rosh, or both sides? Take a look on the Rosh, if you will. Simon Lamed Zayin. We have the expression in Shas Bavli, Oni Amit Parnes Min HaTzok. The Rosh Tera Gimel, Simon Lamed Zayin, has a different expression from the Yerushalmi. It's page 70, okay? Page 70, it's the second column towards the bottom. Because against Rabbi Nishmaya, he says, what's the second Smachet? Then he quotes the Yerushalmi. This is Halacha Hey. Hare mi she'ein lo ma yochal. That's the expression of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Bavli's expression and the Yerushalmi's expression. The Bavli's expression is Oni amit panis min hatzaka. The Yerushalmi's expression is ein lo ma yochal. The Mechaber quotes both expressions. Starts with one, ends with the other. A little bit slight difficulty. The Amek Dover talks about this one as well. Of course, I think it's the Beis Dover, who says that at the end, when he says the expression, Eilam Mayokal, it tells you as follows. That even though, on both sides, he is permissible to collect Stoker, now, it says in the Poskim, in Yerodeah, that if you don't have 14 meals lined up in your pocket, you're allowed to take some Stoker. So it says, so this fellow, he may have 10 meals. It's enough less than 10 meals. But that's all. So he may take some stuffer. But he's not, does not qualify under the description of the Yerushalmi. Only for the Bavli's point, it would qualify. But from the Yerushalmi's point, Eilam Mayoka, what do you mean Mayoka? He's enough to eat for 5 days, 10 meals. So therefore, he does not have a dispensation with respect to the Easter of Malach. Because from the Sefer Beis Dovid, Fakir, Oni Amit Parnes Minat Sota, tells us that even though he does not even have the two meals, doesn't even have the basics, still we say that let him collect from Stucker. He has an opportunity to collect from Stucker, let him take from Stucker. That's what he suggests. The name of Dover is not so convinced. He thinks that the reason for the Yerushalmi is pay as follows. Elo Vayocha means, look, right now he has no money. He doesn't have to resort to Stucker. He's a wealthy man. He invested all his money. He's not liquid. He doesn't have any money to spend on income. He's not liquid. What he can do is, look, I have such and such stocks and such and such bonds, and I just can't get the money out right now. I'll show you my papers. Check it out with the computer. True, you own it. Someone will lend you money. If someone will lend you money, right now you have nothing. You don't have a penny of expendable cash. But you have a lot of real estate, which you can't transfer right now, can't sell right now. So then you would not be qualified for any dispensation over here. Mitzad, Ain't nobody else. But he's not misfired for that stuff. He can borrow money easily against the collateral of all of his real estate holdings. That's what he says based upon the Torah. The Jews, he rejects the inference of the favor based on it. And when the Rosh says, Rabbi Osai, it's also for a rich man. What's the Kiddush? Of course it's also for a rich man. He means a rich man who has nothing to eat. That's what the Rosh is saying over here. Quotes to you, Shalmi, that Ein lo mayocha. But someone who is a wealthy man, he is prohibited. Prohibited even though right now he's liquid-wise, he's penniless. Doesn't have anything to eat, doesn't have anything, does nothing. I will Ashir, Asir called Shiva. You know Ashir? Obviously, we have to eat. No, he has nothing to eat right now. Let him borrow money. The credit rating is sky high. That's the push-up shot in the Rush in Simon Lamed Zion. Okay? Fine. Why is there a distinction between the Tzina and the Farhetzia? That's clear. Also, the Tzina, the Tzina. What? Why does distinction exist between the Tzina and the Farhetzia? Here's a matter of dispute. What's the dispute? In the different Sofrim, this Kotlin Yud Beis. He quotes that the simple shot is, or Hashokim shot, it's Chashad Omar Zayin. If you do it publicly, people are going to make a mistake and they'll suspect you of wrong behavior, etc. That's what this Mutta Batina, Usher, the Sarhesia. But the Chasam Sofer has a fancy shot. Some so-called the Ramban in Parshas Emor, who says, you mean to say that open your stores on Shabbos, Midoraisa? A big store, open on Shabbos. I write down, open on Shabbos with a Hefsher Shtemple, OT, that the Torah allows it. I don't believe in rabbinic law, Torah law. So you have a store open on Shabbos, right? Why not? What? Money. Money's only muktzah, derabbanan. Buying and selling, nekachamemcha, derabbanan. Carrying the name of Rabbanes again, schlepping stuff on horses, they still put them in the right. The guy can be open for business as usual. Are you kidding me? Says the Rabban and Pashas Emma, it's against what it says Shabbos. It's what we call in our language, not Shabbos. It's not Shabbos, it doesn't just mean a chumrah. It's a din d'oraisa, you have to be Shabbos. If you open a store on Shabbos, you're opening to d'oraisa. Says the Chasam Sofer, it's that which is the source of distinction here in Hilchos Avelus between Tzina and Farhesia. The Dover of it were Matan Easter of Malacha per se, but they were a Matan what he calls the Bittul Shvisa. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. And therefore, it's only a matter of prioritizing. Why be Matan two Easterim where we can get away with being Matan one? But what will happen if you can't? If he has to be Tzina, it's the Chasam Sofer, it's with the Farhesia. We had this before, similarly. He has to be a chemo, then he has to. He has to be a chemo, then he has to. And then Hashulchan says, Niki Radin, he has to be no. Niki Radin, the famous of you, this is a classical Aruch Hashulchan. I don't know if you look it up. Who said Aruch Hashulchan yet? And the Simon Shin Pei. Can you get that Father Mahmoud Karmi? You'll see it tomorrow, you'll love it. It's a beautiful sif, he explains by Rechus, the whole Lundus, why should be Usher, Sarhesia, even though it's a possible sinner. Period. In the next sif, he writes, you have a minigistral. Then he gets thrown to the Mako, and the Aruch HaShulchan was world famous to fight, try to justify every minute he gets thrown. He does the job he's supposed to. Even though it really should be us, he finds a way. We'll see tomorrow in the discussion. The Ramah here is something which at first was a shock you, a shocking Ramah. The Ramah writes, Kiderev Shemuta Lichto B'chol HaMoyed, and this is the base, Kach Muta Lichto B'meyevlo, Avalo B'yinacha. See, we think, the average Shiva Bacha thinks, the Yisrael Avelus for Melacha for Avelus is to go to work. Obviously, they're going to work. But to sit to the pen in his hand and start to write a letter, that's not going to work. You sit with your pen in your own house. That's not cool. That's you. That's not what you always thought. I even gave you a little bit of a hint to that. I said that the Melacha may not be defined according to the Magrik anyway. Identically with respect to Avelus, with respect to Shabbos or Yontif. Yet here you get the impression, no, Melacha is our answer. Writing is answer. And you can only write on an Avelus the same way as you can write on Chol HaMoed. So what does that mean? That means, all kinds of different restrictions. The post can say that Yontz and Chol HaMoed do a matter what they call Ksav Hedjo. Ksav Hedjo. So, the Rebbe Sofer explains that it's mutter for the Ovel to write something if it's Ksav Hedjo, even if it's Evsharai De'acherim, as opposed to other Malachas. Other malachas, even though you're allowed to do it yourself, to try to find someone else to do it for you. In the context of Ksiva, we can be more makil. It's not just such a serious malacha, not so chashav shalom yontif. With respect to Chol HaMoed, it's not so serious, and then we can be more makil with respect to avelus as well. Now we turn our attention to the following question. All right, lamatet malachas fair out. There was some gradation. You don't lamatet. You have to take malachas and mutter. The other malachas until which are most malachas. What about buying and selling, gentlemen? May you buy and sell it on the other side, which is a Shabbos, it's not a Malach. Right? We just mentioned before, it's a Ramban, not Shabbos, but it's not really a Malach. May you buy or sell, yes or no? So then the Muke Yosef talks about it. Yud, in our print of the Rif, Yud Gimel Amud Bey is the last line. Take a look, please. Yud Gimel Amud Bey is the last line. Mimai Sas Sakov, it's a Gemara, should limit your business. Bishkora, the Afal Tisha Nesa B'Malacha, Lo Nesa B'Masa U'Matan. The simple reading of the Gemara, which the Megillot is quoting it from the Rif, and that from Beis and Beis, is that for other relatives aside from a parent, you can be Mimai Sas Sakov. You're allowed to do some business, not too much business. Don't work overtime. See, that business is allowed. I don't do malacha. Yeah, malacha means you can't plow a field. Those days is a malacha. But for this to buy and sell is mutter. The yesh mefarshim, no. Kora hamuteresla. You go and dover ha'ave. Oh, some ave should mutter for malacha, mutter for Kora. Otherwise, not. So it's a machloka. The machloka shall be shown him. Now, who's the one who asked malacha? The Rambam. The Rambam asked the Malach. Where did he get it from? He got it from a Yerushalmi. What's the Yerushalmi? Turn to the Rosh. In Perek Beis, he quotes the Yerushalmi. Here is the Yerushalmi, says as follows. It's in the second column on page 62, the second column, the Rosh. After the second indent, he quotes the Yerushalmi Salocha. Hey, what does it say there? Beis Achim, Beis Shnei Shutzim, Shnei Tabachim, Shnei Chen Vanim, two storekeepers, they share a store. Sheiru Le'echa Mehen Dover, a euphemism for Avelus. Hare Elu Noalim Chanutam, to close the store. Close the store as a sign of mourning. Now, what do they do in stores, generally speaking? They buy and sell. So you see from this Yerushalmi clear that the other may not buy and sell. Nu, Wold and the Muke Yosef do. What do you do with that? I guess we'll have to say that they used to do malacha in the store. Some stores, they do malachas, right? They write things down, they cut things up, all kinds of lamatas malachas are taking place, not just buying and selling. Now, the Shulchan Aruch is interesting. The Shulchan Aruch, when he quotes this in Siman Shin Pei, Sif Chof Dalet, please turn. Shin Pei, Sif Chav Dalim. There's some problematic things in the Mechaber. Shin Pei Sif Chav Dalim. I'll call a mason Rosh of the Ma'at for Asik Skora Hamuteroslo. He don't double her Aved Yemai. Rosh Tain and Ma'at. Allah Vimal Yemai. He learned exactly like the Yesh Mepharshim in the Nemuke Yosef. This is how the Mechaber got out of this problem. Yeah, the question becomes, the Mechaber Paskin, a Skora is Asur. The Skora is Asur. If you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch of Shin Pei, Sif Gimel, he said so. The Farish, the Shem, the Shasta, the Sif, the Malacha, Kacha, also the Sif, this is the Skora. You can't do business during our Veda, according from the Rambam. So what do you do with this Gemara? Chavdei, it's just Mutter, Shai Krov, and Nasi, and Mamai. Here it is. The Skora, Mutter, is going Dover, Ove. Dover, Ove, is Mutter, the Torah, the Malacha. Nonetheless, you should try to be Mamai, for Ove Mehimo, even though it's a Dover Ove that's qualified as far as Yitzchak Skora is concerned. That's how the Mechaber takes care of this problem. The Rambam in Perek Vov Halacha Ches takes care of it differently. The very Perek give it away for those of the Kim and Rambam. What's Perek Vov about, the Mosa? Shloshim. Perek Hei Shiva. Perek Vov is Shloshim. Okay? So what's doing in Shloshim? Perek Vav Halacha Ches of the Rambam. I'll call on Mason Kulan Mutal Leila Puskora Laka Shloshim Yom. I'll Ovi Valimo Ashigabo Chaverov Vyomul Olechimanu. Oh, a whole different story. We're talking here about after Shiva. After Shiva. Where did it come from? Ask the Tia Chidushi Aran. Where did the Rambam get this from? Where did he get it from the Skora beyond Shiva? Where does it come from? So, the footnote says 335. I wonder where it came from. It's in the first Yerushalmi. Let's take a look, however, in the Rosh Simen Nun Aleph. The Rosh Simen Nun Aleph quotes this Yerushalmi, but he puts a somewhat of a different spin on the Yerushalmi. Simen Nun Aleph is page Lamed Zayin, the first column, a third of the way down, big bold letters, Yerushalmi. I'll call a mason, a slerek, 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 Tika Pearson, who can Simchas Mereus. Abu Kosa Masa, Matan Shari, Liacha Shiva, the Rosh Simon and Aleph. Oh, the Rosh got out of this in a simple way. If this is the case, you go back to the Chidushi Aran. It's a good question against the Rambam. What do you mean it's Yerushalmi? It is not Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is talking about a special case of a fair, or the Shayara, or the caravan, or the Simchas Mereus. A whole story. That's what's up. Yes, the Ran against the Rambam. How does he know an old story is Asur? I guess the answer is that the Rambam took the Yerushalmi at face value. Doesn't say Asur. It's the Rosh who introduced the Tadiyev Merchakim, Shayara, Pearson, Simcha. That's how the Rambam learned. Because if it's Easter Mishim Simcha, it would not qualify as a separate violation. When the Rambam lists off the violations of Shloshim, what does he have? The Soret, Giyut, Yisuin, Simchas Mereus. If the Rosh were writing the Mishnah Torah, how many people think do we have? How many people do we have? Not five. You only have four. Because Melech Mitzkorah is a violation of Simcha. Not a separate and distinct violation. The Rambam has five because it's a separate and distinct violation. She's a Sarambam. So the Ran asks very well in the Kedushim. How did he know? The answer has to be, the got it from the Yerushalmi. Either Ran asks, no Yerushalmi, the Ran's going back to see the Sarosh. The Rambam disagrees. One slight problem is Lelech is closed. Lelech. Because of the Rosh, you understand very well. Lelech is going on a trip around the world with a Shayara, with Silcha, with Frela. But according to Shita Sarambam, why is the word Lelech there? Not sure. But let's go a little bit further. In Perek Vav, Halacha Tes, look at the Amorites. Sechein, I'll call on Mason Kulon, Rotsa memai, if so, rotsa ena memai. Al aviv, al imo, memai te isko. Whoa. Rabbi Shai, this is checkmate. Why? Because the Rambam says that Tzchora is asur, period. We learned that before. It's asur for it's an absolute isur. It's an absolute isur. What do you mean? Roy, the mice, is going, the mice. What are you talking about? What's going on with the Halakha test? So the Keset Mishnah says, the Kwanzaa-Tosis is talking about Dover HaOvez. That's what happened in Tosis and Lugay Yosef. But the Pashas is not that way. We don't find, Rabotai, we don't find Isurim, generally, for Ovi V'imo, which go beyond Isurim for Shara Vela. The only thing we see. So again, the Nebuchadnezzar says, brought a riot from the Sugyuch of Beis, that's a pragmatic mutter, and the Rambam will say, no, this Gemara is talking about beyond Shiva, not talking about Shiva. So there's no riot to be in the Nebuchadnezzar says. Okay? Fine. So now we have a problem. There's another Gemara. A Gemara Fakir. What's the Gemara? Chav Vav Amud Beis going into Chav Zayin Amud Al. One more Gemara. What's the Gemara? Very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbana, Haholech mi mokom le mokom, im yachol le mait, ba'asokov ye mait, vim lav ye gal gel ye mohen. Here we go again. So if you're going from place to place, the top line of Chav Zayin Amud Al says, you should try to limit it, and if not, what limit? Who limits? Where limits? What are you talking about? So the Keset Mishnah Halacha says, you know what? Since the Rambam, the Kitoso Halacha test, is referring to Ovi V'imo. So Ovi V'imo, it says, Yasudim Mamayet, the Isko. If you're going from place to place and it's impossible to be Mamayet, so then it's okay. So the Keset Mishnah jumps in Halacha Yud and says, what's it going on? The previous halacha test, it's going on other Imo. Doesn't say that the Pharisee and Rambam, but after all, Yud follows test, so the test of Mishnah Torah is plausible enough to see this Rambam. Now both say, let me go far. Here's where the problem starts. Major problem. I'm not sure the answer over here. Major problem. Because in the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, Rabotai, this halacha proceeds. The order is wrong. Right? The other emails in Sipchav Dal. If it's over 11 Sipchav to open up, there should be enough Sipchav for everybody. Let's see that. I want to two for everybody, but it's this to be able to have a Sipchav Dal. Okay, everyone open up, please. Shinpei Sipchav Dal. We just said it before. I'll call on Macy, but the mind, the eighth score, I'm a terrorist, what's going to be already in mind? What's in my mind? I'll open the email your mind. The Churba of email is found only in Sipchav Dal. What's the Sipchav Gimel? Sipchav Gimel, Vashtei, Sipchav Gimel, what does it say? Haholech, Yimachal Lemachem, Vizchora, Vishama Shubha Krova, Yimachal Lemach, Lo Lachas, Shum Eitek, Bo Tohir Mutter, Vim Lav, Shum Ayikne, Bo Tohir, Lo Yimsa Yikne, Bo Tohach Haderech, Dvorim, Shiyeshem, Chaye Nefesh. Now, wait a minute. You can't say that Chav Gimel is based upon Chav Dal, because it came first. So the Keset Mishnah said that Chav Dal is based upon that Halacha Yud is based on Halacha Tes because it goes in the right order. But the Mechaber flipped the order around. So the Keset Mishnah says the Chor is implausible, impossible within his own book, the Shulchan Aruch. He wrote the book on it, right? And Joseph Kahn wrote the book on it. He wrote the Shulchan Aruch. So it can't be. The Teretz is, he gave the Teretz. Teres is the Asek Skora Amu Teres Lo to go on Dover HaOvez Yemai. Right? It's all against the Rambam. Rambam doesn't go for the Dover HaOvez Hesed. The Mechaber learned all this within Shiva. no breath, no mention of Shloshim. It's amazing. Look what happened over here. The Mechab is quoting the same thing as Rama almost, but they refer to two different time zones. One time it's talking about Shloshim. According to the Mechab, it's talking about Shiva. It's talking about Shiva. Where is the din of Shayara? That's later on. Hey, I'll call our Mason also the Adlam Jom. Let us score when I rock up. It's a piercing God of the Dome of the Simcha. Shalom with Shayara. That's a separate thing. That's the very last thing. Shara Gadola, the Smech and Harbor with Badera. That's the very last thing. Okay? That's against what we saw Shita Tarambam. The Pashtas. Nope. So we're in trouble. What's that Sipchav Gimel? What's Pshat? He never said a word in Chav Gimel that's limited to other emails. Never said a word. So what's Pshat is this? I don't have a good answer. Let's read Chav Gimel by itself one more time. What does it say? What's the issue here? What can you buy all you want? Shop to your draft. What's the issue? Shop for all this mutter. This is going on with Vimo only. Shop to your draft. What's the prohibition of it? We don't understand what Chav Gimel is talking about. Interestingly, the Ramban in Kufay and Gimel quotes this thing. I couldn't find the Ramban anywhere. We have to look, it must be somewhere. On Gemara Chav Beis and Alchem and Beis of Rostam and Maya to Esek Rostalo. I don't know. I have this wild idea. Absolutely wild idea. Maybe some of the different gears here. Why? Take a look at Chav Beis and Beis. I'm telling you, I was crazy. Maybe someone can find the different gears or something. Maybe. Just maybe. You never know. Look at Rabbeinu Chananel, if you will. On Chav Beis and Beis. Quote to Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi. It's the third narrow, fourth narrow line. Marbe be'iske. No, same word. Be'iske of the vehimo. What does it mean? Not that he's doing ASIC, he's going to business in the stock market. It means masa betachrichim vespedo. The same word is used ASIC, but in a completely different context. Totally different context. Now, there's a carrot more by other vehimo than by Shah Krovin. Adavin the Gemara Chav Beis and Beis. And call on Mason. It says what? Mad can be tossed to raise a Meshubach. You get the fastest possible Leviah. I'll other the emo, I raise a Mezunah. It'll take more time to make a spadium and then we can keep it up aim. So I was wondering, this is sort of a wishful thinking. It's not a promise to Girsa. Namely, maybe you should say some of the opposite Girsa. We have the Girsa, Rosa Namai, Isco, Rosa Enam Namai, Al Ova Val Emo, if it would be a Girsa, Enam Namai, I'd be happy. So I'm just giving you an assignment. You have all the bands, the Sophims, and the Chavir Minchim. What may anyone want, if there's one way it would exist in the top line of Chav Beis and Beis, Eno, we can explain it on the longer line of Rabbeinu Chananel. But I don't know. This is pure speculation, I thought. That was not my original problem. We don't find these Surah Al Emo more than we have elsewhere. It doesn't exist. It's an extension for Shloshim. You best call it. Here's some Naya Maitim. And look at the whole context over here. But I'm not believing Magia. I'm not even suggesting. I'm just saying, I'm just speculation, wishful thinking. If such a gift would show up in one of your computers somewhere, and that would solve all the world's problems. Okay? Fine. In the safest Divrei Sofer, I can't blame him. I'm not blaming him. In Sif Kotten, Kuf Chav Ches, so we'll have to look inside. He explains Sif Chav Gimel, Ha'olat v'makom l'makom, they have to be m'mayit. What's it talking about? Of the imo, as per Tzipchav Dalit. But how can you say that? How can you say such a thing? It's out of order. How can the Mechaber in Chav Gil be referring to something in Chav Dalit without even mentioning it at this time? Ika chosim in a sefer. I don't know. I don't understand how you could possibly learn this stuff. I'm not blaming him, but I don't know. It's interesting. The Ritva Shita. I asked to see the Ritva. The Ritva says, you shouldn't buy, right? You're supposed to come up with the Gemara and Chav Dalit. You shouldn't be buying things. That's true. He doesn't say it's going the Oviv the Imo Dafka. Why? Because the Ritva learns the Sugya Li Acha Shiva. Doesn't learn Tzah within Shiva. All the Ritva is a whole different story. More than that, take a look on the Rosh Simon Ayin Zayin in my edition in the green sheet. But you have the regular, you have a good Gemara, you can find it. It's very short. Simon Ayin Zayin in the Rosh. Aholet Nimokom Lamokom, the Eero Avel. In Yoko Lamayat, the Isko Yamayat, the Mladi Gagali Moyen, from the Yiknet Sarki Adere, Uzvorom, Shezim Hanemesh. What words are missing here? What does the Rosh not say? On both sides. Come on, Lou. What does he not say? He does not say it's talking about Aviv V'Imo. Doesn't say a single word. So how are you talking? According to the Kesef Mishnah, this is limited to Aviv V'Imo because other relatives, there's no need to be my basic quell. How can I design exist in isolation? It's mentioned as a separate target. How is that possible? Take a look back in the beginning of Simon Mem Beis. The very beginning of Simon Mem Beis is found on page Lamed Vov. Take a look. I'll call our Mason Rotten Mamait, Iska Rotten Mamait. I'll order the Imam Mamait, Vasilu the Iska Hamutilo. Now, how do we understand Iska Hamutilo until now? Dover Ha'ave. Right? That's what the Goyos is a shot. Dover Ha'ave. Right? So the question becomes if the entire requirement to be Mamait to ASIC is limited. Other than Emo, how can Simon Ayin Zayin and the rest exist as an independent entity? Unless you want to say a Chiddush Neira, that when the Rosh is over here, Iska Mutalo, it's not the simple shot, maybe you mean it's after Shiva, not the Ritva. It's after Shiva. So we say it's after Shiva, and it's not in the Shayora, then it would be permissible to Shakroven completely. And for all the Vihimo, you're mine anyway. That's a big projection, not a simple interpretation. Otherwise, I'm stuck with this kasha against the Rosh. I'm stuck with the kasha against the Mechaber. I have no answers. I can't blame him. But the Pashup Shad is not that way. With the Rambam, yes. Lacha Shloshim, Lacha Shiva, rather, the order's in the right order. But the Mechaber, I'm sort of a little bit lost, even in the Rosh. Someone. Both of you will stop here. I'm saved by the bell. But you have a whole day to come up with answers to these questions. And tomorrow we'll continue to figure out the law. I can't look at it.